European leaders have a plan. Will it work this time?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, that was quick. Netflix abandons plans to spin off its DVD by mail service into a new company called Quixter. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up right now. The Dow up 206 points, about 1.8% at 11,309. The NASDAQ up about the same, 1.8%, and the S&P 500 up more than 2% right now. European leaders met over the weekend and say they'll come up with a comprehensive plan to deal with the European debt crisis by the end of the month. The plan supposedly aims to get ahead of the crisis by pumping capital into European banks. Let's get some analysis now. Julia Coronado is off today, but we are joined instead by Adolfo Laurenti, Deputy Chief Economist with Mesirow Financial. He is with us live from Chicago. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Adolfo, from what you know about this plan that Merkel and Sarkozy have come up with or are going to come up with, does it sound like it's going to be a solution?
Well, at least it looks like a promising solution, since it tackles two different but related problems, the one of the Greek debt and banks' solvency. We know that Greece has too much debt to pay it back, so it needed to restructure, possibly to an orderly managed manner. But at the very same time, we also know that the European banks will suffer losses because of a default of Greece. And so government needed to resign themselves to the idea of a bailout plan by injecting some capital into the banks, very much like in the U.S. we did 3 years ago with the TARP.
Right. We've known about the problems in Greece. We've known about the problems at the banks. The government in Europe, the governments have sort of come up with varying solutions over the last couple of years. Why do you think it'll work this time?
I think it's different this time because the two problems are finally related together. If you go back like 6 months ago or 1 year ago, Europeans were adamant in denying the need for a recapitalization of the banks, the injection of capital, and they were also very adamant in denying the possibility of a Greek default. This is a turn of 180 degrees, and now both proposals are on the table.
Adolfo Laurenti, Deputy Chief Economist with Mesirow Financial, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, news this morning from Stockholm that a couple of American economists will share in this year's Nobel Prize in Economics. Christopher Sims of Princeton University and Thomas Sargent of New York University won for their work on how economic policy affects the economy. Marketplace's Elisa Roth has more.
In broad terms, their work looks at how economic policies affect the economy. So that could be raising interest rates or changes in government spending or adjustments to fiscal policy. The two worked on this research independently, but the Nobel Committee felt their work was so connected they should share the prize. Per Krusel of Stockholm University made the announcement. He says the work of these two economists helps us understand the current economic crisis.
Thanks to their methods, we are now able to come much closer to an understanding of what caused what. We can learn how macroeconomic variables such as unemployment and inflation are influenced by policy.
Christopher Sims looks at shorter-term, more abrupt changes like interest rates. Thomas Sargent takes a longer view. Among other things, he looks at how changes in economic policy force households and businesses to change their behavior. The two winners say they haven't decided yet where they'll invest their winnings. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. And by Constant Contact, combining email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on the clock. Learn more at ConstantContact.com.
It was less than a month ago that we told you about Netflix spinning off its DVD by mail service into a website called Quixter. That way, Netflix could focus on its online video streaming business. Well, today, those plans have been abandoned. Here to explain is the host of Marketplace Tech Report, John Moe, who is with me live in our Los Angeles studio. Hi, John.
Hey, Jeremy.
So tell us, what is going on with Netflix?
I think Netflix wanted to kill off discs. They're expensive to store. They're expensive to ship. They are not the future of how we will be entertained. But while Netflix was ready to do this, people weren't, and they complained. And I think Netflix heard them and had to do a reversal.
But it seems like a very strange way to run a company, to come out and say one thing, really anger the customers, then just weeks later decide you're not going to do it.
Well, New Coke seemed like a good idea at the time. The movie career of Rob Schneider seemed like it would have been a really bold move. I mean, and in technology, everyone's guessing. Everyone's guessing at what the next thing is going to be, and it's moving fast. And I think Netflix wanted to keep the goodwill of customers. I mean, it was the way to run the company, the way it was supposed to work, I think, was if Quixtar started to falter, which it inevitably would because people are going to use fewer and fewer mm-hmm. DVDs, then Netflix would have been in a position to say, all right, we're just getting rid of that line of our business. We don't need that. And it wouldn't have suffered.
Well, John, you made an interesting point when Facebook made the changes to its website, which made things more complicated for the user. And you said, when you evolve with technology, it's got to become simpler. Is that the problem here? The users thought that this was more complicated.
It was more complicated. They were going to have to go to a different website, register their credit card information at a different place. I mean, ultimately, it's one more website, but still, it was simpler for Netflix to run these two parts of the business differently, but it was more complicated for the customer. The customer let Netflix know.
John Moe, host of the Marketplace Tech Report, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And finally, to the latest idea from Hollywood, a movie about the online game Farmville. The writers of Toy Story are reportedly working with the gaming company Zynga to put together a Farmville movie. If you're not familiar with Farmville, which is played on Facebook, it involves plowing land and harvesting crops. Not sure exactly how that's going to translate on the big screen, but I am sure we will all hear about it on Facebook. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Small towns aren't competing with cities anymore. Instead, they're partnering up. Give a little, get a little.
People today look at Des Moines as being an asset instead of being detrimental.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Small towns, big towns, they're making it work. That story and the day's business news next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.